Well, good morning. It is April 4th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Sorry, I know I said yesterday that today was going to be a pre-record, but my schedule changed up, as it often does as a pastor, and so it just so happened I could be here with you live. And so, yeah, thank you all so much for joining me. But today, on April the 4th, 2024, we are going to be continuing by reading through Judges chapter 11, verse 29, to chapter 15, verse 20 in our chronological reading. So let's get in the Word today. Picking up on April 4th in Judges 11, we're going to read about Jephthah's vow. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah and Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he advanced towards the people of Ammon. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you indeed deliver the people of Ammon into my hand, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering." And so Jephthah advanced towards the people of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand, and he defeated them from Aor as far as Minnith, 20 cities, and to Abel Keramim with a very great slaughter. And thus the people of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. When Jephthah came to the house of Mizpah, there was his daughter coming out to meet him with timbrels and dancing, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter, and it came to pass, when he saw her, that he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low. You are among those who trouble me, for I am given my word to the Lord, and I cannot go back on it." And so she said to him, "My father, if you have given your word to the Lord, do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth, because the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the people of Ammon." Then she said to her father, "Let this thing be done to me. Let me alone for 2 months, that I may go and wander on the mountains and bewail my virginity, my friends and I." And so he said, "Go," and he sent her away for 2 months. And she went with her friends and bewailed her virginity on the mountains. And it was so, at the end of the 2 months, that she returned to her father, and he carried out his vow with her, which he had vowed. She knew no man. And it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went 4 days each year to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 7, Ephraim fights with Jephthah. Then the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "My people and I were in a great struggle with the people of Ammon, and when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hand. And so I went that you would not deliver me. I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hands. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" And Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, because they said, "The Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites." And the Gileadites seized the fords of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they would say to him, "Then say Shibboleth." And he would say Sibboleth, for he would not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of Jordan. And there fell at the time 40,000 Ephraimites. Then Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried among the cities of Gilead. Judges 12, 8 to 10, Isban becomes Israel's judge. After him, Isban of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel for 7 years. Then Isban died and was buried in Bethlehem. Elon becomes Israel's judge. Judges 12, 11 to 12. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. Abdon becomes Israel's judge. Judges 12, 13 to 15. After him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Perathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons and rode on 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. Then Abnon, the son of Hillel, the Perathonite, died and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the mountains of the Amalekites. The birth of Samson, Judges 13:1-25. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Indeed now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." And so the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. And he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, 'Oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born.' And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came to the woman again as she was sitting in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Then the woman ran in haste and told her husband and said to him, 'Look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me.' And so Manoah arose and followed his wife. And when he came to the man, he said to him, 'Are you the man who spoke to this woman?' And he said, 'I am.' Manoah said, 'Now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work?' And so the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'Of all that I said to this woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may she eat wine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I have commanded her, let her observe.' Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'Please let me detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you.' And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'Though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord.' For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'What is your name, that when your words come to pass, we may honor you?' And the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?' And so Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it upon the rock to the Lord. And he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. It happened as flames went up towards heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And when Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. And when the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, 'We shall surely die because we have seen God.' But his wife said to him, 'If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time.' And so the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Manaadon between Zorah and Eshtaol. Samson's riddle, Judges 14:1-20. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. And so he went up and told his father and mother, saying, 'I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. And now, therefore, get her for me as a wife.' Then his father and mother said to him, 'Is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren or among all the people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?' And Samson said to his father, 'Get her for me, for she pleases me well.' But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. And so Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass. And he took some of it with his hand and went along eating. And when he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they also ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. And so his father went down to the woman, and Samson gave a feast there, for young men used to do so. And it happened, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Then Samson said to him, Let me pose a riddle to you. If you can correctly solve and explain to it to me within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. And they said to him, pose your riddle that we may hear it. And so he said to them, out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet. Now for 3 days they could not explain the riddle. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they said to Samson's wife, entice your husband that he may explain this riddle to us, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us in order to take what is ours? Is that not so? Then Samson's wife wept on him and said, you only hate me. You do not love me. You have posed a riddle to the sons of my people, but you have not explained it to me. And he said to her, look, I have not explained it to my father and my mother, so should I explain it to you? Now she had wept on him the 7 days while their feast lasted. Then it happened on the seventh day that he told her because she pressed him so much. Then she explained the riddle to the sons of her people. And so the man of the city said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey and what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you have not plowed with a heifer, you would not have solved my riddle. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of their men, took their apparel and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. And so his anger was aroused, and he went back to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his best man. Judges 15:1-20, Samson's vengeance on the Philistines. After a while, in the time of wheat harvest, it happened that Samson visited his wife with a young goat, and he said, let me go into my wife, into her room. But her father would not permit him to go in. And her father said, I really thought that you thoroughly hated her, and therefore gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister better than she? Please take her instead. And Samson said to them, this time I shall be blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them. Then Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and he took torches, and turned the foxes tail to tail, and then put a torch between each pair of tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines said, who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companions. And so the Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire. And Samson said to them, since you would do such a thing, I will surely take revenge on you, and after that I will cease. And so he attacked them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. Then he went down and dwelt in the cleft of the rock of Etam. Now the Philistines went up and encamped in Judah and deployed themselves against Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why have you come against us? And so they said, we have come up to arrest Samson, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 300 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Etam and said to Samson, do you not know that the Philistines rule over us? What is this that you have done to us? And he said to them, as they did to me, so I have done to them. But they said to him, we have come down to arrest you, that we may deliver you into the hands of the Philistines. Then Samson said to them, swear to me that you will not kill me yourselves. And so they spoke to him, saying, no, but we will tie you securely and deliver you into their hand, but we will surely not kill you. And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hands. And then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, and reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey I have slain 1,000 men. And so it was, when he had finished speaking, that he threw the jawbone from his hand, and he called that place Ramoth Lehi. Then he became very thirsty, and so he cried out to the Lord and said, you have given this great deliverance by my hand of your servant, and now shall I die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? And so God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and water came out, and he drank, and his spirit revived and returned, and he was revived. And therefore he called its name En-Hakkareh, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Well, that was our reading for April the 4th, 2024. Thank you all so much. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, thank you all so much. Be safe out there. It's icy and snowy today in this late April snowstorm, so just be careful in all that you're doing. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I pray, Lord, as we read of these great men of old, Lord, we read of men like Samson, and Lord, we read of all the power that you gave him, and yet the lack of wisdom, Lord, that he had. Lord, how often he disobeyed you. Lord, Nazarites were not supposed to touch carcasses, and yet there he was, taking honey out of the carcass of a lion. Lord, he fed it to his parents, Lord. And then, Lord, we see just the lack of discernment, God, with how he fought against all of these people, God, revenge and just bitterness. And Lord, what a theme throughout this portion of the book of Judges. Lord, may we not act in revenge. Lord, may we remember, as your word says, that you are the avenger. Lord, you are the one. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that we would not take revenge, Lord, but instead seek you and trust your sovereignty over all things. And indeed, Lord, that our strength would be in you, and that we would realize that today, Lord, unlike Samson. But Lord, give us a good day in you, and may we honor you, Lord, in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.